8th District Representative Steve Kagan co-sponsored the package that includes a number of tax changes. Kagan owns allergy clinics along with his wife, so he stands to benefit from at least one provision. It allows spouses who own a business together to both get credit for Social Security and Medicare taxes.
So her Social Security income will not be what it really should have been because she was working unpaid in my office for years as a receptionist, as a nurse. So for small business that is owned jointly by a spouse, this will help greatly the married couple.
The tax breaks are supported by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and other trade associations. But Bob Lecker, a Green Bay insurance agent, says Congress still hasn't taken up the biggest financial burden businesses of all sizes face, the high cost of health insurance.
I'm a consumer of medical, and I also sell medical insurance to companies. So I look at it, I can't afford mine. Premium's $20,000. We have all have four deductibles, and that's without dental and all that thing. So my last year's cost was $28,000 for one family. And when you look at those kind of costs, it's, you know, you have to earn a lot of money and just to pay for health insurance.
Business owners like Lecker may have to keep waiting for health care reform. Representative Kagan, a Democrat, says he doesn't expect action until after the 2008 presidential election. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.